All right, and let's keep it short tonight as well. Let's go ahead and call to order the Wednesday, October 1st Carson City Shade Tree Council meeting. Can we have a roll call, please?
Chairperson Horvath.
Here.
Vice Chair Shark. Member Bors.
Here.
Member Ozawa.
Here.
Member Pierman.
Here.
Member Chenoweth. A quorum's present.
Thank you. Before we get going on agenda items, is there any public comments? All right. Could we get a possible action on the approval of minutes? Was there minutes? Yes?
Yes.
All right.
I'd like to move that we approve the minutes of the August 6, 2014 meeting of the Carson City Shade Tree Council.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Are there any modifications to tonight's agenda?
Just make it quick.
No? Okay. All right, agenda item 3A, possible action regarding the absence of any council member from this meeting. I did get a call from Gianna for being excused, and I move that Roy is also excused for this one as well. So, do we have to do anything with that? They're just excused. Okay. All right, agenda item 3B. Continue the planning of the 2014 Fall Tree Care Seminar to be held on Friday, November 14th, here in the Carson City Community Center. We've got a couple things we need to go ahead and figure out for this upcoming event. So, Roger, did you want to start out with something?
Sure. I'll start out with, I've given you several pieces of late material that are in front of you up there at the diocese. Probably the one we may want to start with first is just a document to help us guide us through the planning process tonight, and that is the document looks like this. It's your budget.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Updated budget, and the first page shows the budget for 2013-2014, and under expenses, it lists all your expenses during the course of that fiscal year, including the fall tree care seminar and your Arbor Day ceremony. And just as a side note, if you look down at the very bottom under revenue from Arbor Day, 5K run was a little over $560. Your expenses were about $400 and some. So you actually made money for the first time ever on Arbor Day. So that's just kind of a little side note. But your current balance is $3,286.24. The revenues, the difference between the revenue and the current balance leaves you $1,895.75 is carried over to the present fiscal year. So if you turn the page, you'll see that you have a current balance of $5,181.99. You're doing pretty well on the budget, but I just wanted to point this out that you may want to plan on setting aside about $2,000 out of that to cover your seminar this year and Arbor Day. One reason you made money on Arbor Day is because you had Jim Shirk generously donated money towards the planting, the purchasing, the planting of the trees. So that saved you, $300 right off the top. And then you had some other income coming in. I don't know if you can count on a donated tree every year. Generally, that's $300 for the tree and $300 to plant the tree. So you may want to figure at least, $800 to $1,000 for your Arbor Day ceremony. And you may want to figure $1,000 to $2,000 for your seminar. So just as a guide, if you're thinking about paying some expenses for speakers, or you're going to have some cost associated with the food and that type of thing too, that you're providing, printing, mailing, and that type of thing. But you can kind of look at the page on the front page, and it gives you an idea of what you spent last year in all of those areas. So, any questions regarding the budget?
Well, I'm just looking. I mean, it really only looks like for the fall tree care seminar last year, we spent about $1,000. That's just a rough estimation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's keep it around that. You know, one of our goals is to make money on this thing. So, if that's about what it cost us last year, not including paying for the school culinary arts program from the year before, let's try to keep it exactly at that and just try to get more people in here and actually turn a profit this year. But other than that, Roger, it looks good, right?
Yep.
I mean, the fact that we have money to even say, let's put some aside for, so.
You're in pretty good shape.
I don't see anything mentioned here about the income was for the tree care seminar last year.
For some reason, you're right. That's a good point. I don't see the income on there either. We have the Arbor Day income.
Good eyes, Jens.
So, good catch. I'll see if I can find that figure for you, Jens.
For some reason, I remember seeing it after the fall tree care seminar last year, so it's around there somewhere.
Yeah.
And yeah, all right. Okay. Well, cool. Well, with that said, let's go ahead and figure out who we're going to have at this one and start promoting it so we get some people here. All right. Have you had any luck with anybody, like talking to High Desert or?
I haven't contacted DRI yet. I can still do that. But I want to point out, if we look at B, there's a couple things that you folks had decided at the last meeting. One was, I want to bring this up, was to send out a save the date card on October 1st. We didn't do that this year. Well, today is October 1st. And the reason we didn't do that is we looked back at what we've done on the past. The last time we actually sent out a save the date card was on 2011. And the reason we sent out save the date cards was because, if you remember right, we had an early bird special sign up. And this year you decide not to do that. You just have a two-tier system, one for non-professionals and students, and one for professionals with an ISA CEU attached to it. So our thought was that if we can have a registration announcement to send out, you know, basically what you see here, what you did last year, this document, and if we get that out by October 14th, we'll have a full month before the seminar, and that probably ought to be, you know, fairly adequate. And that, of course, that'll save on some postage as well if we don't send out the save the date. But without having an early bird sign up, there's really not a whole lot of reason to have a save the date and encourage you to sign up early.
Okay, so the question is, Jens, do you or I want to design that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you or I want to design it?
Well, me or you?
Yeah.
Me.
You? All right. Okay, so Jens is going to design the flyer, and
so this will be out by October
14th.
Okay.
Earlier it's even fine, too. I mean, if you wanted to get it out, we
that wouldn't
get
hurt.
Out earlier.
Okay.
As long as we have everything.
And, okay, this is going to be a flyer. How is it going to be distributed?
We'll be mailing it out.
Will be mailed.
And digital.
Okay. And digital.
Yeah.
Digital dimensions will be, or you size
just,
it to whatever
just,
you need.
Yeah, bring the.
Okay.
Okay. Now, usually we don't put the speakers on. We just put the theme, which is still tree care in the Great Basin.
Again, if you look at this handout that I gave you, that was last year's.
Right.
And there is no mention of the speakers on here.
Yep.
Now, if you have that firmed up tonight, or at least if you have some of the speakers firmed up, you know, that could conceivably go on there. That may
right.
be a nice incentive, but you don't necessarily have to have the speakers on the announcement.
So I think that the wording, if I'm looking back, was unique tree care issues in the Great Basin. Mm-hmm. Okay, so going down all the things we agreed on last time, price, non-commercial and student, so that would be general public and students, $35, and commercial, which would qualify for ISA certification points, would be $50. Are we still in agreement with that one? So that can go on the flyer. Lunch provided by Porta Subs, they did it last year. If we're keeping the budget the same, let's go ahead and do it again this year. I know, Gary, you had offered, but let's just stick with this. LA Bakery, we'll go talk to them about doing the breakfast since they've done it for the last 2 years. They'll know what's going on. And that leaves us with the most important stuff, the content, the speakers. So if we look at this other handout where we've got the layout of last year, maybe we can just scratch out last year's talk and try to insert our best case scenario or wishes for this year. So we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different talks. We can still probably do the greenhouse this year if we've thought that the greenhouse was a good part of the program. We can keep that section the same. The timing of lunch, all of that can be the same. So starting at 8:15, who should we start trying to get in here, guys? David, where do you want to go since you're here?
I'm easy. I'll go first or last.
That doesn't make it easy for us.
Okay, I'll go first.
All right.
Your topic will be, do you have a topic selected yet?
You know, I did mention it last time.
David Howell, Division of Forestry. You know, I've been working a little bit with Dale Carlin in Reno, and he's done like 600 site visits over the last couple of years, and he's given me like a top five list of this is what goes wrong on people's landscapes, and this is why they call me to come and look at your, you know, what's going on. So I think just developing a talk based on those five things. Unfortunately, I don't have any data from those surveys because Dale's knee deep in doing the Reno inventory right now. So I think I'll just, you know, based on that, do something that's very, you know, this is what goes wrong and why. Some basic soil concepts, some basic water concepts, just maybe to get you kind of started, and then maybe people could go into a little bit more detail and, you know, very specific talks. But mine's kind of just general, this is what goes wrong, and this is what we can do about it.
So,
yeah, well, call it whatever, in Reno, Great Basin,
yeah,
Salt totally. Lake City.
That's just wordsmithing it from that point on. Okay.
If we're starting to make a schedule for the speakers and appearances, I have, thanks to David, who sent me the information per email, I contacted a speaker on the topic of the relation between trees and human health and a few other things, including crime prevention. It's very interesting. I found a speaker. His name is Jeffrey Donovan. You probably know him. And he is interesting in coming. I told him we will have about half an hour for him, which is not very much.
We could have an hour for him.
We can have an hour for him?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That would be better.
We usually everybody gets an hour, and they could request a little bit more if they like.
Okay, then he will be pleasantly surprised to hear that. Now, he's in Portland, Oregon. He's a scientist with the U.S. Forest Service, and he will not charge for for speaking, no speaker fees, because as a Forest Service employee, he cannot do that. But he expects travel expenses and per diem. I have researched a flight, a round trip, on the same day from Portland to Reno and back. It would cost about $245. That's what it's quoted here with Alaska Airlines. And I don't know what he expects for per diem, but I think there should be a table. What is the rate for government employees and such? So I would suggest you stick with that. I want to try to make it without an overnight stay. So we would save that expense, And also, as far as per diem go, we have catering here, so meals will be provided. And I don't know what much more he would need. Yes?
I do live in Reno, too, and I come to Carson every day. I'd be happy to, you know, provide transport. If
yeah, here it comes. You won't be able to be early. The plane would arrive in Reno at 10:20, so you will not be able to get him out of the airport before 11, and then you still have to drive down here. So one of us would have to go, probably me, will have to go up there and pick him up. And then his return flight is at 5:45, but I don't know. I haven't been flying for a long time. I don't know how much before that. You probably have to be there at 3 o'clock. Not
maybe 4:45. I mean, about an hour.
An hour?
Yeah, about
okay,
an hour.
Okay, that.
You take
him
back then if you want. I mean, just
yeah. Well,
we can make arrangements to pick him up somehow.
And yeah, that would also help because I have only 4 hours available at that time. My company they pay 8 hours per year for community service, but I've already wasted 4 of them. The confirmation at the Board of Supervisors, that it was 2 hours, and then another 2 hours for the open meeting law refresher. So next year we will be in better shape.
Jens, a question regarding this speaker. I mean, it sounds like a very interesting topic, and he's...
We've sent out the material.
I looked at the information you gave. Do you think that he would be willing to do more than one session?
What I was actually thinking about, if this catches on, and I believe it will, as a matter of fact, I'm seriously thinking to inviting the entire city board of supervisors plus the sheriff to that and say, hey, this is what's going on here. If that is as possible as popular as I expect it to be, I think we should seriously look into doing a standalone event with him as a speaker, and then, of course, inviting a larger audience, reaching into Reno, saying that there is a special event that the Carson City Judiciary Council is offering as a speaker. So that's in the back of my head. So we can discuss that some other time.
But that sounds like it'd be difficult to pull that off during his time frame. You know, I guess what I was suggesting is, if he could do a topic in the morning, then maybe do a topic in the afternoon.
Well, he won't be here until noon.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah, so pretty much he's got to fit in between in that 1 to 2 or 1 to 2:30
yeah.
spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it will be in and out for him.
Yeah. Right. So how would you pull off a topic for him at the seminar and then a larger...
I think he's saying that's down the line, like that. This is a litmus test.
Somewhere now, not now. We can have this as an appetizer, you know, and then invite him for the entree.
Yeah, he sees this going big in the future. This is going big. okay, so the question is pretty much, do we want to front the price?
We are over quorum now.
All right, Roy.
All right. Kyle, what about Molly's in versus instead? Molly's a pest expert, correct?
Yes. Let's move, because we're going to talk about them because they're listed, but I want to deal with this at least if we're going to approve money for an airplane ticket.
Course.
And then we can move on. So, are those the only costs you see associated with this? Is the price of the plane ticket?
The price of the plane ticket, we will have to keep pick him up. I don't know if that would the city can do that or one of us. And then the open number is the per diem. I would expect it not to be more than 100. But
the GSA rates were published again today. They changed. So if you have an old list sitting around, check it, because it actually increased the, I don't believe like the daily per diem, the hotel rates and things like that have changed. So if you're ever paying for travel, you know, today's the day where it changes. So be aware. But I think it's $92 for hotel. I think it's 71 in Vegas. So I think it's like 51, 61. I could look it up very quickly here for a second. But, you know, the rates are published, and that's the highest level that you can reimburse a federal employee. So it's really set in stone.
So you have that information right there?
In
that's wonderful.
So then we'll be paying him $90.
$350, I would say, would be the ceiling. You know, $245 for the flight, so we'd be staying below $350. So.
Okay.
And I personally think
it's worth it because
it's an opportunity.
I've been reading through some of the materials that David sent me, and then also what he has on his website, and it's just amazing.
Okay. Well, I mean, we've paid for speakers in the past. I need to hear from the rest of you guys. How do you feel about this? Looking at the budget, taking all things into consideration. David, do you know this guy that Jens is talking about?
Well, actually, I don't. You know, it's a very brand new field, and you know, there's a couple people coming out, like the guy in Illinois that I referenced. But you know, there's people all over doing this kind of research, and that's what I knew there was somebody close from the West Coast.
I was hoping San Francisco.
I know there's somebody in the Bay Area doing this kind of research. I've actually seen positions announced for that specific kind of work, so you know, it's there. Getting very close. Okay, Las Vegas.
David, we probably.
$61 per day. So, you know, there is a breakdown for lunch, dinner.
So we were staying just above $300.
$61 plus that.
$61 per diem.
And if you were, you know,
because I got to email him.
Lunch there too, but.
I got to email him tonight when I come home. He has to go through some red tape too. He needs to get it approved. And so he needs the information as quick as possible. So that we're offering the plane ticket, $245.
I'm going to interrupt for just a second.
Absolutely.
David, when we have a conversation, we can pick it up on the recording, or you can sit up here at the table, whatever you'd like. Whatever's
more
comfortable.
Yeah, we can go swear you in. We have a vacant seat, David.
This might be more comfortable because I think you're going to be contributing a lot.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure we've got to make a. Do we have to make a motion about approving months money for this? Does anybody need?
You can handle this in a couple ways, Kyle. If you like, you can go through it all and select, you know, fill in the speakers you want, and then do the motion at the end of that.
Okay.
You know, or you could do it as you go along. It's kind of up to you.
I would prefer going along because that would be an awful long motion.
You could do everything at once and then make a motion at that time.
Okay.
However you want to handle it.
All right. That sounds like better flow. All right. So we're talking about putting him into the 1 o'clock. And let's 1 o'clock to 2:15. We'll give him an hour and 15. I'll give him plenty of time to get to the Reno airport by 3. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's this? What's his name?
Jeffrey, Jeffrey. And then Donovan, you remember that singer with a blockade cord?
Horse with no name?
Donovan?
Was that one?
Mellow Yellow.
Oh.
Atlantis.
Yeah.
All right, and that's Trino here. And I would say also reach out to the hospital and see if they would want to come, any representatives from the hospital. Would want to come and listen to his talk as well.
Yeah, this.
Because I could see that being something
this
you know,
subject
they would want
can,
to pick up.
Can actually reach for us an audience that we would never reach otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay, so that takes up that spot. We're looking for 9:20 to 10:20. We got 1, 2, and
you have him at
3, 4. Yeah, the 1 to 2:15 spot. So four more topics.
Kyle, has anybody contacted Tom Henderson? Is he going to be a play in this?
We have to agree first that we want somebody to do a pruning seminar, and so and then we usually reach out to him. So do we want to because he just got bumped out of that one? Do we want to do the pruning seminar as usual? Plant a tree, prune a tree. It's kind of tradition.
Do we need traditions?
The conversation's open and the floor's open.
Well, I would say if we can't find anything else, let's do it again, but we've been doing it so many times, I can do it blindfolded by now. And so many of the more regular, but then again, we're hoping to get a lot of people who've never been here.
Right.
And yeah, that's true. This is one of the basics. So yeah, let's keep it.
Okay.
Let's keep the tradition.
Any other sentiments?
Might be a good time to do it right before lunch. Then you could, you know, kind of go into lunch. Come out of lunch, you can have kind of a keynote speaker.
At the 10:30 spot, or yeah, before we head over to the high school. Okay. So we'll talk to Tom, and we'll see if we can get a pruning seminar at 10:30 in the morning.
I was also going to mention that a lady I used to work for, she has a wealth of knowledge. She's a local. She owns a defensible space company, and she's done a lot of work in the greater northern Nevada area. And I think, you know, one of the things she always told me, she has a background in horticulture, and she told me one of the basic things to having, you know, healthy trees is to make sure they have the right spacing and that kind of thing. And that kind of works on the side of her, you know, making sure that there's defensible space for property so that if there ever was a fire, that property had a proper amount of space. But she has some knowledge in horticulture and that kind of thing. So she's very knowledgeable. I was wondering if we could fit her in or if that ties in.
Have a defensible space topic in there somewhere?
Yeah, but I mean, well, what she does sometimes too is she has a massificator on her skid steer, and that locks moisture into the ground by having mulch. Mulch is proven to lock moisture into the ground. So I was thinking there's a way to tie that in, especially being that there's still a drought going on, how you can use stuff that's sagebrush and different vegetation that's around for your trees nearby. And that's something that she's an expert in.
Kyle, yes. I think that would be an especially pertinent speaker to have, considering we had the King Fire choking us up with smoke for so long here.
Right. Right. Well, I definitely wanted something, because I mean, when you think about what are the issues of tree care in the Great Basin, fire is one of them, probably not as prevalent in California. But, I mean, that's kind of the way, you know, we should be thinking here is what are the issues? Who's addressing those issues? Can we get them to speak for us? You know, so.
In another thing that just came to mind, that also Tom could probably tie in with pruning, is a lot of people, they let branches hang to the ground, and that can be trouble for later on ladder fuels in a fire. So it goes to the crown after that. There's a way we could tie that in, I think.
Okay. Well, I'm down. Comments?
It's good so far.
What is the name of the individual?
Her name's Mary McEnany. It's kind of a tough one to...
So you volunteered her to speak. You want to volunteer what time she's going to speak at?
Ooh, I don't know. I'll be getting into trouble here if I did that. Mary McEnany.
Enemy.
Yeah. M-C-E-N-N-E-M-Y?
Let me write it down. M, lowercase c, capital E-N-E-N-Y.
McEnany.
Okay.
McEnany.
There you go.
It's like
Sesquicentennial. Gary, have you talked to her about being a speaker?
I spoke with her actually about an unrelated thing, subject, but I can talk with her. I speak with her about once a month. I haven't brought it up yet.
Can you call her right now?
Right now? I guess I could.
Well, we've got to make decisions here, so that would help.
Sure. Yeah, if I can step outside.
You're excused.
You may.
All right, but we're not. Let's keep thinking. So, what are some issues of the Great Basin for tree care, and who's addressing them? Terry.
one of our greatest issues in a drought is the pests that move in on dying evergreen trees, for instance, pine beetles. We have a lot of stressed evergreens in town right now and some dead ones. I think I noted two of them last meeting on Baker Street. Mm-hmm. And it worries me that the vectors are going to go out from all these diseased trees to the healthier trees. So pest talk.
Okay. So that sounds like...
Molly?
Could be. Molly. Yeah. Sounds like a cooperative extension type thing. I mean, I know we did the pest last year? Because we did a... Oh, it was Gail Durham,
yeah.
And it was the state's forest. Was that because I wasn't here last year? But you know where my head's at. You know, with this is it would be great to have an annual update of where Nevada's forests are in comparison to the rest of the country and the overall state of the health.
Sure, David Howlett, Division of Forestry. I don't know how long he's been on staff now, about 6-7 months, but we have a new forest health specialist who took Gail's position.
Oh, really?
He's out of Idaho. He has a little bit different perspective on forest health and pathogens, and he's actually a pretty interesting speaker. He spoke recently in Reno at the Cooperative Extension. So I could, he's a new guy, you know, you can kind of throw him in, and he's not going to say anything. So I think his name's Gene Phillips. And he is the new forest health specialist, and he's been flying around the state and doing the aerial surveys.
Okay.
So I think more than anybody out there, probably besides our state entomologist, he does know the issues with, rural forestry. I think he could definitely speak to it. And I saw some comments before where people, I think, are confusing rural versus urban forestry issues. And, you know, yes, we're in a drought, and we have to concern ourselves with water, but, you know, when you're irrigating, there's no drought issue. It shouldn't be, at least, if people are watering properly. And, you know, ladder fuels, discussing that kind of thing, that's like a fire moving across a forested landscape, typically with hardscape and watering grass and lilies and things like that that we like to plant. Those things aren't flammable and don't lead to continuous fuel where there's going to be a fire moving across the whole city. I just caution the council to really consider that urban and rural issues really are separate. Gail Durham really focused on rural stuff. And, you know, if you get into urban, it just gets kind of crazy with pests. And so it's difficult to nail someone down on urban pests. That's everything. So I think Gene's talk could be a little more rural, but I would encourage him, and I will, to focus more on urban issues. That's just my comment, and I'd be happy to invite him to speak at any time you decide.
You said he's from Idaho?
Sorry?
He's from Idaho?
He's actually from New Jersey originally, but spent most of his career.
How much Great Basin specific experience does he have? Because Idaho is not part of the Great Basin.
Yeah, it is.
Snake River empties into the Pacific, so
that takes.
I think if you were looking for a forest health specialist for only the Great Basin, there's probably two or three people in the world that are that. And, you know, likely they're retired. And I don't know if there's people that are very specific to that region and helping. I think you have to be kind of a little more broad in casting a net there.
Yeah, I'd like to insert on that a little bit, too, that, you know, there really is not that much difference between the Intermountain West and the Great Basin. I mean, they're, you know, very similar.
So fire is fire.
Fire is fire. You know, insect pests are fairly common between what you see in the Great Basin, which you see in the Mountain West. And, you know, as to David's point, I think it's a good point that you may want to strike a balance with kind of rural and urban. We probably want to emphasize the urban a little bit more, but a lot of people live on that fringe area.
That's
you know,
correct.
Kind of that interface, you know, from the developed city into the mountains, like Lakeview area and
Timberline
and that. So, you know, it's still very valid. And you may be able to counter that a little bit with having somebody like Molly Sinnott then give more of an urban, you know, tree-related problems, insects and other type of tree-related problems that are found more in the urban environment rather than the, you know, the rural environment.
If you think Gene is going to be around and into it, we can tentatively plug him into a spot, which still leaves us with two places. to fill in. So Molly's been brought up. Gary's person is not confirmed yet.
I wasn't able to get her on the phone, but I did leave a message, and I'm gonna touch base with her here.
Okay, so we could do a morning spot, an afternoon spot, but we need to figure out what the topic is going to be.
I thought Freaky on the Great Basin is the topic.
Well, that's the topic, but we have two more slots left that need to be filled.
Okay.
So what do we need? You know, what can we address? What can we offer to the community where they're going to be like, oh, I'm going to come to that?
Would Dave Ruff possibly talking about fertilizing your trees in a desert environment be a spot that would be long enough?
Yeah, I mean, it's something like that could balance out the urban and rural. Something with soils, I think, would be good. Does Dave want to talk about soils? I know we had Dink talk about soils a couple years ago.
David Howell, Division of Forestry. I'm not sure if you know, but I am actually a fully trained soil scientist. That's what I've done as a profession. And you know, I've actually given many soil talks. I could whip out my laptop and do it right now. And I've repeated the talk in Vegas and Reno a few times, and it's not that it's great, but it's gotten a little bit better. And I, not to overburden myself, but that's an easy talk to prepare since I have it already. Be happy to discuss soil issues. I was going to touch on that with some of the issues I had. I don't know if you're willing to maybe extend my time or break it up, you know, whatever
yes.
your interest, you know, which.
I think if we gave you, if you wanted to do like an hour and a half, or break you up into two sets, or, you know, I'm figuring too. I mean, there's nothing that says we need to finish at 4:30. Instead of doing, you know, 2 1-hour long talks, if you wanted to somehow combine it into an hour and a half, top five, you know, issues and then soils and what we got to face with it. I mean, I'd be cool with that, unless anybody else has, you know.
David, would you be willing to give two sessions?
I'd speak all day if you like.
There you go. You know, the other thing you're going to have to want to consider too is, do you want to take the time to go to the greenhouse again? You know, that does take up some time to transport there. You've done the greenhouse several of these sessions in a row, you know, or several years in a row. Is there still value in doing the greenhouse? If there is, you need to decide you want to do it. Then you have to factor in where and when you're going to have lunch, and because this schedule is based on having lunch at the high school, that last year's schedule, mm-hmm. of course, we know that didn't work.
Well, we're just getting sandwiches delivered now, so it's. Yeah, I think that's even less of a.
I mean, we could
of a deal.
Yeah, you could. I mean, we could have the sandwiches delivered at the greenhouse if you wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's. But you need to factor in whether you want to do a greenhouse tour again.
Well, personally, I'd like to keep the greenhouse, and if we were going off of this schedule here, that's a pretty good chunk that we don't have to worry about if we just say greenhouse from 11:30, lunch at noon, you know, back by 1.
So lunch at the greenhouse delivered?
Delivered by Porta Subs.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not quite sure. But what is the benefit of having this treehouse thing? How tree this greenhouse thing? How tree related is it?
We planted an orchard there, and we've continually put trees in over at the greenhouse as the community orchard. So it's kind of a project 2 years ago that we started.
So there's ceremony going on.
Or it's following through with the project that we started 2 years ago.
See how the trees are progressing?
Yeah.
And I'll be adding 3 trees to the project this week.
Perfect. Well, how about instead of the pruning seminar with Tom, let's just do a ceremonial fruit tree planting at the greenhouse like we did 2 years ago.
Well, if I get it this week, well, I guess I can hold a tree until...
Where are your baggies?
What I'm uncomfortable with is the driving out there and coming back. That really takes up a lot of time. If we wanted to do that, it would make more sense, in my opinion, that we put it either really early in the morning or as a last topic in the afternoon. Then
I think it actually works out better with the high school schedule and Camille, who actually organizes that and kind of does a prezo there. So I don't know. I mean, again, personally, I think we keep it. I mean, this is. We've got two more slots to fill. This just is one more thing we're going to have to deal with. So, I mean, we've done it. It's been successful the last 2 years. All we're going to do is make it more successful. The greenhouse is a great partner for us. They went ahead and let us plant fruit trees. We've got the community orchard going over there. So,
So Kyle, I just wanted to make this I was curious. Do we have to have a hard schedule of who's going to be talking today, or is this still evolving?
We got to do something. Make a motion to approve.
Who will be talking?
Yeah, okay. That's why I'm kind of subject focused right now, because if we decide that we want a person that talks about this and that, then we can go look for people that talk about that. What would High Desert Institute be able to do?
You know what? They were very interesting coming out last year. I will give them a call first thing in the morning. So if you want to pencil a spot in for them,
okay,
I'll give them a call. I might make a comment about the greenhouse. I think if you did it at the end of the day, that'd be a mistake, because I think when you ask people to get in their car to drive over there at the end of the day, they're just going to leave.
Yep.
You know. So I think if you're going to do it, you probably ought to do it in the middle of the day.
Yeah, we do. We serve lunch over there. They can walk around. They can eat their sandwiches. Most of them, you know, they only make it over to the greenhouse once a year, and they can see how it's continually expanding.
When would we leave there? We have the pruning seminar right now at 10:30, so that would be over at 11:30.
We could plant fruit trees and forget about the pruning seminar.
Well, you have, if you look at this schedule, you have 11:30 to 11:50 to leave for the high school. Then you have Camille Jones doing the session she's going to do, and then you have lunch. So you could leave it just like it is.
That's what I'm thinking.
And the only difference is that the lunch would be catered or delivered by Porta Subs. Mm-hmm. But basically, from 11:30 to through 1 o'clock, you leave it simply as it is right now.
Yeah. And for the sake of simplicity, let's just leave it the way it is. For the sake of simplicity, let's just leave it the way it is. And let's just not worry about this and worry about the other two slots that need to be filled. High Desert Institute has been suggested for one of them, and we've got the ability to play with the morning or an afternoon spot, depending on what works for them.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry.
Since Dave has generously offered to speak both in the morning and in the afternoon, isn't that two slots right there?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right.
David has an additional slot.
Then we're done. Perfect. Print it.
How do I get the schedule so I can do the flyer? I'm totally confused here.
Just put the theme, the unique issues of True Care and the Great Basin. That's all you got to put. Don't worry about the names and the times and everything like that. That's not going out on the flyer.
You don't need something like this?
Nope. Okay. That's for the day of.
Okay.
Since I've been taking notes, too, so we can communicate back and forth on this.
Yeah.
But for the equivalent of this thing, we don't need anything.
So this one will be
exactly
what... branding.
Exactly.
Are you going to invite Molly Sinnott to do a session?
I mean, it sounds like we've filled up our spots.
Maybe we
can invite her.
Well, why don't we go over it just to make sure we have all touched all of our bases just one more time. I'll just go ahead and have what I have listed here. I have 8:15 to 9:15 David giving a talk about problems in landscapes.
I could start with soils.
Okay. You want to do soils first?
It's just a very basic topic to get people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of intensive.
And then I have 9:20 to 10:20 vacant at this point. So.
And that could be High Desert.
That could be. Yeah, and actually, it's Desert Institute. Desert Research Institute. So I'll pencil that in. And then we have Tom Henderson pruning
from 10:30 to 11:30?
Yep.
And then we have Lee for the high school. We have Camille Jones, and Kyle, you're going to contact her.
Mm-hmm.
And so there'll be a subject there. Then we'll have lunch by Porta Subs at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Greenhouse. We have 1 to 2 p.m. or somewhere around there. We have Jeffrey Donovan from the U.S. Forest Service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And him I would like to put on the poster.
Okay.
Now we,
because that is one thing where I think we can get more...
play off of it?
More people in there.
Cool.
So we actually may have to change that time a little bit because we're going to have time to get from the greenhouse back to here.
Mm-hmm. We can cut the greenhouse and lunch into a smaller section to get this guy as much time as he needs.
Okay, so, you know, maybe we're talking more about 1:15, though, for him.
Okay.
You know, just for the transportation. And then we'll give him 2:15 to 2:30 or whatever looks like he needs. And maybe, Jens, if you could get information from him, how much time he'd want, mm-hmm. how long he'd want a session.
Well, I offered him half an hour. So if I'm now sending him an email tonight and say, well, it's going to be 1 hour, I don't think he will complain.
Well, I think you could go an hour to an hour and a half, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Might as well get your money's worth.
Okay,
out of
then, exactly. I'm telling him an hour or an hour up to an hour and a half. So, and he's not going to sit in a plane for hours and hours all day long just to talk for 30 minutes.
Right.
And right. And so then we have another session, which could be David again.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just actually spoke with Gene. He'd be willing to do it, and he'd prefer to do it in the morning, okay. If that's okay.
Why don't we do him at where we had DRI at 9:20?
Okay.
So that's, what's his name again?
Gene Phillips, G-E-N-E, and he's confirmed.
Okay, good.
Awesome.
Thanks, NDF. And then we have,
I'm a little over.
Then David, maybe you again, somewhere around the 2:20 to 3:20.
Coffee first.
And then we have really room for one. We have room for one more session. That could be DRI.
The DRI.
And if it's not DRI, if I can't do that, then would you allow me to contact Molly to see if she'd fill in?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And when is DRI tentatively penciled in?
That would be, you know, somewhere around 3:30 to 4:30 in that area. 3:20 to 4:20. Then we kind of wrap up at the end. So the DRI speaker would be the last speaker, or Molly.
David Howell, if you do want to invite Molly, I think the talk that Gene is going to give would probably be very similar to what Molly actually held Gene's position many years ago at NDF. So they're both forest health specialists. Maybe, you know, if they're able to communicate and maybe separate out the topics a little bit, but you're basically going to get two pathologist talks or entomology talks. So it's up to you, but I'm just saying they're kind of the same speaker.
Well, let's do Plan B open.
Okay. You know, and I could, if DRI falls through, I'll contact Molly. I'll let her know that Gene is coming out and that he's got similar background to her, and that, you know, and basically what he'll be speaking about, mainly forest insect pest. Is that what he's going to speak about?
You know, David Howell, he is the guy that, you know, is monitoring forest health throughout the state. In an airplane, he actually flies all around the state and, you know, does these surveys and then goes out and ground truths things. So he's kind of the guy who knows about forest health in the state more than anybody, really.
I mean, if his part of forest health was insect pests, she could maybe focus on diseases.
Yeah, that's probably for those guys to
talk. We'll let them
and work it
out.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, too, I can always go to Cooperative Effort Extension and see if they've got any topics that they've been working on too, as a Plan B. So let's hope DRI works out.
Just so there's not any confusion, let me have that time slot, 3:30 to 4:30.
Okay.
And if DRI can't make it, then my next fallback would be Molly, and then after that it would be Cooperative Extension.
That works.
Okay?
Yeah.
Just so we're not each contacting somebody at the same time.
Totally. All right, and then the final thing is games prizes. Are we doing that again, Terry?
I'm doing an anagram. Challenge.
Perfect. All right, and then we usually get gift cards to Greenhouse Garden Center. What were the amounts again? I think it was like a...
Let's see what's on here.
Was it a 50, 25, 15? Was it a... would be in our budget.
It should be in the budget.
Raffle cards, $50 total.
Oh, yeah.
So $50 divided three ways.
Yeah.
I think it was a 25, 15, 10.
25, 15, and 10? 10.
All right. 15 and 10. So we're going to do that again. Okay, so if there isn't any further talk about this, we need to make a motion on approving the tentative agenda, approving the plane ticket cost and per diem, and approving the gift cards for those amounts. Did I miss anything?
You'll probably want to specify what the costs are, you know, the per diem costs and the airport. Like cost or
okay.
Motion.
So whoever's making that motion.
In the motion, would I be able to say the amount of the plane ticket and the per diem pending? Or do you have it worked out as a full sum?
You could make it not to exceed.
Not to exceed $350. It shouldn't exceed $300, but we'll do $350 for some cushion.
Yeah. I move to invite Jeffrey Donovan as a speaker on the topic of the relationship between human health and trees, for paying his travel and per diem total not to exceed $350.
And.
Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah, you started it.
Well, yeah, started. I was moved to approve the tentative
agenda
or schedule for the fall tree care seminar.
And the prizes?
And I also moved to approve the prizes at $25, $15, and $10 for the games.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Approved.
I thought I was just talking about Jeffrey and somebody else takes the rest.
All right. Good work, everybody. Okay. Any public comments on that one? Moving on to agenda item 3C. This is discussion only regarding the status of the urban and community forest grant application for our tree inventory. So, Roger and David.
The grant was turned in to David at NDF, and he had some modifications he wanted to make to it. We had the city manager approve the grant. However, we ran into a little bit of glitch. If you remember, I think the grant had a cash match that was going to be provided by the Public Works Department through their tree care budget. Found out earlier this week that their tree care budget has taken a pretty big hit through the course of the budget year, and the full amount of that cash match may not be available. David and I have had some conversations. We're going to be meeting tomorrow, right? I think it's tomorrow on our schedule, and we're going to discuss some ideas of the match for the grant, including possibly having in-kind services, in-house in-kind services or volunteer services provide the match.
Can I be invited to that meeting? Can I invite myself to that meeting?
You certainly can.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's at
3 o'clock his office.
3 o'clock my office.
Tomorrow?
You're more than welcome to be there.
All right. Well, that sounds like a setback that I feel confident we're going to be able to work through. Perfect. Anything else on that topic? Any public comments?
Unless there's any questions.
No. So 3 o'clock tomorrow, your office.
Did we ask for public comment after the first?
Yes.
Did we?
All right. So agenda item 3D, and that's discussion only regarding the presentation by myself to the Board of Supervisors on August 28th regarding our council activities. So pretty much, I mean, I would say it went well. Everything went smooth. Kept it pretty short and sweet. So essentially just touched on our goals and how we've been checking those off the list, the tree inventory grant, our drought measures list, how we had more attendance on Arbor Day, made money on the 5K run. We addressed our budget. And just one thing that I'd like to say that I talked about with the budget, this is the first time that that I've been on that we've had, you know, a growing surplus. It's always kind of been dwindling, and then now we've kind of changed direction. I'd really, really like to get creative on how we can leverage money to make more money or do more projects in regards to matching for grants, going after grants. I mean, because when you have it now in the budget, now we can get creative on, you know, what to do with it. So, you know, put the wheels in motion, look for grants, think of ideas, things that we can leverage a surplus into using it for the good of the urban forest of Carson City. But other than that, I thought it went fine. Did you hear anything behind the scenes?
No, I heard good positive comments. I was out of town. I think I was in Montana when you were doing that. But the comments I heard were good.
Well, good. That's what I like to hear. Okay, moving on to agenda item 4, reports only.
Public comments?
Oh, public. Is there any public comments on that one? I was doing so good. Sorry. okay, moving on to agenda item 4, non-action items, reports only from staff. Is there any reports from staff?
No staff report at this time.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Is there any public comments on no staff reports? Agenda item 5, future agenda items. Jens, I know on the coming around December, you were saying you wanted the tree care initiative.
Yes, I want tree care assist. Initiative for the residents of our town, and yes, I would like to have it on the agenda.
Perfect.
Mr. Chair, I think you skipped the item on.
So hopefully I will have some information about this.
Oh,
so we can
about the member announcements and request for information? Okay. All right. Then, yeah, totally. So let's go ahead and go back to members' announcements and requests for information. Gary, any announcements or requests for information?
None right now.
All right. Roy?
Nothing.
Jens?
Thank you.
And Terry?
I just went to the high school yesterday and checked on the progress of the fruit trees we've got going, and all but one have done well and thrived. We have one apricot that didn't make it. I will be replacing that.
Awesome.
That's all I have.
Cool. Thanks, Harry. And I have nothing. Public comments? All right. Any more future agenda items? Item 5. Let's keep our fingers crossed for this fall tree care seminar on the 14th. And one last time, is there any more public comments that we need to deal with?
Actually, just real quick, you know, I travel around the state and I see different trends and what's going on, and it seems you guys are a little bit ahead of one trend that has come on recently. The Forest Service changed its rules pretty significantly this summer, and it's actually now the National Urban and Community Forestry Program is now promoting nut and fruit tree fruit production in urban areas. 10 years ago, when I worked for the Forest Service, doing pretty much the same thing or similar job. That was absolutely for, you know, we could not do that. They drew the line at fruit trees. But, you know, they really do see this as a way to expand tree cover in cities, provide nutrition to people who don't have as many means. This is a trend that's happening, and, you know, we've jumped on it. And to be honest with you, the thing that brought me to trees was agriculture and agroforestry in particular. And so I'm really happy with this new change, and I've jumped on it. And working with some staff in Las Vegas, we are actually working with an NGO that is already in schools. They have these school gardens in 60 schools in Las Vegas, and we're just adding trees to that. It's an incredibly simple idea. 5 or 10 trees per school. You know, we root them up in our nursery and then, you know, put them in pots and then, you know, plant them, and we have an incredible amount of labor that's being put into this. Anyway, I've met with the High Desert, what do they call it, Farming Initiative in Reno. I met with Urban Roots today. I'm trying to work a little bit with the community agriculture groups out there that are, you know, producing food in urban areas. And I'm very interested to hear about the greenhouse and the orchard that you guys have going. And there's funding for that. I have, you know, suggested giving some funding to some groups today for the school garden, basically replicating the same thing we're doing in Las Vegas. And I don't know if that's the goal or an interest of the committee here, the group here, but it's something I'd like to promote. And, you know, and maybe over the next few years we can start to talk about, you know, putting that together a little bit more in a formal way or working with schools or whatever you guys feel would be the best way to get fruit production in urban areas, increase canopy cover. A lot of great benefits, pulling people into an agricultural system. You know, they get to know their neighbors and community. It's a really good thing, and it's something that's going to change, and it's the way the program's going to go over the next few years. So just a heads up. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you. All right. If there's nothing else, could we get an action for adjournment, please?
I would like to move that the October 1st, 2014 meeting of the Carson City Shade Tree Council adjourn.
Second?
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we're adjourned.
Kyle, Camille was mentioning nut trees.
Really?
Mm-hmm.